Hey Audio Boom, Sawa here. I'm responding to the removal of the direct messaging facility on Audio Boom. And the first thing that I want to say is that for anyone that knows me or has come into contact with me or heard my boos, generally I don't like a big rant. I like to have a, you know, voice my opinion or whatever, but I don't like to just rant for the sake of ranting. I feel that that's counterproductive. I feel that it's boring. People don't want to listen to that. And in general, that's not what I consider Audio Boom to be a platform for, general ranting. I feel that it's a good way to express yourself, and it's a good means to broadcast your little bit of audio and put your tiny weeny speck onto the fabric of the universe. But apart from that, no, I don't consider it a platform for ranting. But what I am going to do today is have a massive rant, because despite what everybody's been saying and all the reasons to counter this argument, I feel really quite gutted that the direct messaging feature has been removed from Audio Boom. And I'll tell you why. Firstly, first and foremost, I suppose, it's the degree of anonymity that we were able to keep. And I think, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, anybody that uses a lot of messaging apps and things, but outside the general WhatsApps, Skype, Facebook, that kind of stuff, Audio Boom had a unique thing in that the direct messaging feature enabled you just to give out your handle to somebody and nothing else when sending a direct message. For example, if you wanted to communicate with somebody who was part of the Audio Boom community, you could just click on their name and send them a direct message. You didn't know what their surname was. They may be, you know, their handle might be nothing to do with their name, and you wouldn't really have a clue who they were. All you would know about them was what their voice was like and what they'd said. So on the basis of that alone, you could send a direct message to them and communicate with them. At the end of that stream of communication, however short or long, you had a choice to sync back into the kind of unknown, or to remove yourself from that thread of conversation and go about your business and not have to worry about email addresses, about phone numbers, about personal details being given out. I mean, obviously, you put your stuff up on a public server, then there's a certain level of anonymity that you don't have anymore. But discounting that, over and above that, the direct messaging feature was something that enabled you to retain more anonymity than you can, I think, as far as I'm aware, on any other platform. And therefore, that's one of the things that I'm most gutted about, because, I mean, I use Audio Boom. Yeah, okay, I record stuff with my daughter and I put it up, and I like to feel that I'm encouraging other parents, not just blind parents, but yeah, I suppose that's been the group that have been encouraged or have fed back to me the most, that I'm encouraging other blind parents out there that you can do cool stuff with your kids and have fun, regardless of any barriers that might get in the way, and that at the same time you can be human, make mistakes and mess around and stuff like that. So I like doing that. I like putting my music up, and I like, you know, saying a little bit, having a little bit of a chat about various topics that are in the news or whatever. But the primary reason that I have been on Audio Boom, or the primary reason that I keep coming back, is that I've got a few friends on here that I don't see, I don't speak to out with Audio Boom, I don't communicate with in any other way really, apart from on here. And there were a couple of them that recently sent me some really helpful messages, and I got to hear half of these messages, and because of the demise of the direct messaging service, I now can't hear the rest. I don't know where they've gone. I don't know if they're residing on somebody's server somewhere in a bin marked discard. But to me, those messages were actually really important, and now I can't have them. And nobody told us, as far as I'm aware. Again, I could have been hiding in a hole somewhere and not been aware. But as far as I'm aware, there was no general message on Audio Boom saying, right, get your direct messages downloaded, guys, because we're not going to have them for very much longer because the service isn't going to be on offer. There was no communication with us to say, us being the community, to say this service is going to be removed and why. There was no justification. There was no prior warning or anything. It was just bang, download the app, gone. And that's absolutely disgraceful as far as I'm concerned. And on that basis, I'm thinking twice about even bothering to keep using Audioboo. Those in the high place at Audioboo Towers might be thinking, thank goodness for that, get rid of this awful community. We want to use it as a podcasting app or whatever, I don't know. But there's hundreds of podcasting apps. And yeah, okay, for blind people, maybe Audioboo is the best, I don't know. But I know lots of people who don't use Audioboom alone as a podcast, a vehicle to broadcast their podcasts, and I don't know what's so special about that. And I, like I said, what made Audioboom unique with the direct messaging was this level of anonymity that you, as far as I'm aware, can't get anywhere else. Second to that, the quality of the recording that you could have when doing a direct message was much higher, for example, than Facebook Messenger, where the quality of the audio messages on there is terrible. Plus, you have to hold your hand down for the entire time that you're recording. And you have to do that on WhatsApp as well. And, it was special just the way you could do it. And, I mean, there are a couple of people that I've spoken to on Audioboom that I probably wouldn't text and I wouldn't speak to on Facebook. And I wouldn't want to speak to... Well, it's not that I wouldn't want to, but I just wouldn't... Our friendship isn't such that I would think to speak to them in any other way other than on Audioboom, and that's how the friendship had been cultivated. And now that friendship has to be changed. Not to mention the fact that for other people, I mean, this hasn't happened to me because I'm already in one, but people have forged relationships on here. So people have met or come into contact and then gone on to meet and have had relationships due to the direct messaging facility on here. There have been people who have felt, due to various aspects of their disability or whatever, alone, in need of help, but maybe not wanting to broadcast all these kind of things on or have a discourse, a long-standing discourse about it on the general public Boo forum, but who benefited greatly from the direct messaging forum or service. And I just feel that removing it without telling us is... It's just really crap form, to be honest, and I'm really angry with Audioboom. And while I appreciate the bandwidth issue, while I appreciate the fact that there are plenty of other messaging apps out there, there aren't ones with the same level of anonymity, there aren't ones with the same level of quality or convenience, and, as far as I'm concerned, they're shooting themselves in the foot, really, and this is the beginning of the end. I mean, I know that I've always heard Paul and Claire say, oh, it's on its way out and blah, blah, blah. But it is. I mean, this is just ridiculous. And nobody's even heard of Audioboom. Out with, you know, audio enthusiasts. Nobody, you ask anyone on the street or whatever, you know, no one's heard of Audioboom. No one knows who they are. Nobody, it's not becoming more prominent. If anything, it's become less prominent. And this removal of a service that's unique is just the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. Regardless of cost or whatever, it's a complete professional suicide mission as far as I'm concerned. So there you go. That's my thoughts on the direct messaging, the purge, I suppose is the word. And I would be very happy if they brought it back, but they're not going to probably, so I'm thoroughly annoyed.